We welcome the North Carolina-based duo of Thad Cockerell and Caitlin Carey to the World Cafe. These singers maintain their own solo careers, but found time to make Begonias Together, an album of pure country duets. Let's start things off with this performance of Whatever You Want.
I'll learn new card games. I'll pick up some new things. Change how I'm living. I'll do what I have to do. I'll go to new places and I'll buy pretty dresses. Learn all the new dances. Try and stay off your shoes. Is it something about me? Or is it everything? Would you change? Even try new hair. Hey, whatever you want. I'll sing you a new song. Seems like you're tired of the old one. I'll let you teach me. That's what I have to do. Is there something about me? Or is it everything? Or would you change a few pieces? Scrap the whole. Change how you love me. You can hold it above me. I really want you to be my man. Hope you'll understand. Hey, I am to be your man. I know that you'll understand.
Now you understand why we wanted to have these people on the show today. That's Thad Cockrell and Caitlin Carey, and that's a song called Whatever You Want, which is on Begonias, which is the album of duets that they have recorded. And, when was the first time you all sang together? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was a Sunday afternoon. Caitlin and I got together to try to write a song, and we got together and we started writing this song. And, you know, in the process of writing it, you know, we'd sing it together. And as soon as I started singing, I was like, "Wow, that's really fantastic!" You know, and there's something I think, you know, nice there, that, you know, because I've sang with other people, and I've even sang harmonies with other people and stuff, but sing with Caitlin, there's a little something different there that you can't get with just singing harmonies with everybody, you know. So,
of course, Caitlin, you sing in all kinds of different contexts, your solo records, and with Trace Chicas, with Tony Lamb and Lynn Blakey. So what's the difference between that and this for you? I mean, of course, that's a guy.
Yeah. Well, and I think I get to go places with my writing when I work with Thad that I wouldn't necessarily go on my own. And that happens when you collaborate with anybody. You take on a little bit of each other. But these are different kinds of songs than I've written in my life before.
Well, describe those places. There's a lot of, you know, you talk about it a lot, Thad. There's a lot of hurt in what you write. That's there. Is it more of an emotional place, or how would you put it?
What I like to say about it really is that I think that Thad's brilliance as a songwriter is that he's real plain spoken and not afraid to say the simplest thing, and not get hung up on whether it's put in the most, which is, I'm never ever when I'm saying this saying that he's not poetic, but it's just coming at it from a slightly different angle than my sort of literary way of writing, that when I write for myself. And it's just the language of country music, really.
Absolutely.
I think it really is. Before I started writing songs, I realized like how brilliant Willie Nelson was. What was so amazing about him is that he could take something that was so plain spoken, almost like conversational.
And that gets to the duets thing, is like we're having a conversation with each other in these songs.
Yeah.
And that's what's really fun about it.
As long as we're talking about that, let's talk a little bit about what duets mean, and particularly country duets, because in some ways they're models for people for how to be a couple.
Well, I hope that nobody takes any relationship advice from this record then.
Right,
there's
right.
there's duet songs where people sing to each other, and then there's duet songs where people sing with each other, and then there's duet songs where they sing at them.
Yes.
You know, at each other. You can almost see each other, like Johnny and June on Jackson, you can noses crinkled and like they're really ticked off, you know, singing from across the mics at each other, you know. And I think we kind of got one of all of those, you know.
Well, okay, what's next? What are you going to do next, and what kind is that?
This is, I believe, two different things.
Ah, okay. Well, this is a turnaround kind of a song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Come and go as I please, you always understand. And I guess I should be happy. Don't even know how all this began. Just wish we cared enough to fight about it every now and then. But what I want and what I have are two different things. What you were is not what you've become. We've lost so much in between. What I wanted and what I had are two different things. Honey, turn that record off. Put your car keys on the table. You know I can't tell you everything, but I'll say what I am able. I've always tried to please you, and I'll try it once again. The more I change, the things I do, the less you let me in. What you want and what I am are two different things. What I was is not what I've become. We've lost so much in between. What you wanted and what I had are two different things. We've said all there is to say. You keep the name and the number. You let me go, I'll let you stay. 'Cause what we wanted and what we have are two different things. What we were is not what we've become. We've lost so much in.
Two different things, Thad Cockrell and Caitlin Carey playing live for us. And this would be a good juncture to introduce this band, I think. Who we got?
It sure would. This is Aaron Oliva over here on the bass. And he's been playing bass. We've been able to make music together for about 5 or 6 years. He's really fantastic. And over here on drums is Logan Matheny. And he's also in this wonderful band called Roman Candle. And he's from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And over here on the pedal steel guitar, as some people call it, the steel pedal, Mr. Rich Gilbert.
Sounds great.
Yeah, they're just fantastic.
Thad, this is your first time here on the cafe, and so I think we need to get to know you a little bit. Now, your dad was a preacher.
Is. Yep.
That's right. You shouldn't speak in past tense. And you grew up, what was it like growing up in your house? Was it pretty strict Baptist house?
It was very strict Baptist house. It was great in a lot of ways, kind of what you saw behind, you know, my dad. What was wonderful about it is what my dad preached behind the pulpit is exactly how he was at home. You know, there wasn't like a contrast of people there, but it was interesting. I probably did a little bit more than my fair share to make it as tough as possible on the whole family. But it's, you know, PK, that's your job. You know? And then my two brothers, both of them are pastors, so it's a family business.
Whoa!
Some people are born into the mafia family, and I was born into the preaching family. Some people say, you know, you can never get out, but you know.
But I was deep into it. You went to Liberty University.
I went to Liberty University, and I actually went on to seminary, and I got my master's in theology and family counseling, and that was pretty interesting. And in the process, I didn't play music through college. It wasn't until after I started playing, and it just so happened to be that where I was going to get my master's, you know, that town had a really great music scene right there. And so it was just a really wonderful place to kind of cut your teeth and learn, you know, craft. It was really wonderful.
Well, now, what kind of, did you have conflict with your family over what you chose to do?
No, not at all. They're incredibly supportive. You know, it's funny, my parents play my records and my music for all of their friends. But it's really strange. I tell them we would have got along a lot better had they been who they are now when I was growing up. And chances are, had I been now, who, you know. But, you know, there was like no rock and roll, you know, anything with a drum beat to it was pretty much not going to bust open the gates of hell, but it was certainly going to unlatch the door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, we have that in common but for different reasons.
Yeah, no, yours was like taste, mine was it had to do with eternal security.
What do you mean, Caitlin?
Well, my dad is famous for having said that if Elvis Presley was the king of rock and roll, then he hates rock and roll, and he always called records with drums kicking the door.
So he was happy when the Opry wouldn't let any drummers on at all. Way back when.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's now what did you listen to? Was there gospel in the house?
You know, actually the thing that was really influential to me was this stuff called Southern gospel music. And for the most part, well, you know, it's like J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. I mean, Elvis, speaking of Elvis, he always had a Southern gospel quartet that was backing him up. And it's very country in a really cool way. It's very country, like great, like pedal steel playing and these harmonies. So growing up, that was the closest thing to like, you know, anything rock and roll that I was going to listen to. And then, you know, when you get to a certain age, you can always find your way under a pillow late at night listening to what's on the radio. And that was really, outside of that, that was all I had, you know, perspective on. The wonderful thing about growing up in the 80s is that you could turn on a country radio station and hear some really fantastic country music still, you know. And all this, you know, now it seems like all the songs sound like, you know, like a knock knock joke, and the hook is like you're waiting, you know, like there's gonna be something clever and you know,
it's coming out,
there
yeah.
it is,
yeah.
You know, and you almost feel insulted that they would treat listeners so poorly.
Caitlin, I didn't mean to mischaracterize your growing up, because you grew up playing, you played classical violin, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the difference there.
And a lot of fiddle tunes, too, because it was always really hard for them to get me to practice. And in order to make it fun, Dad would always let me start and end learning a fiddle tune, so, because he knows them all.
See, kids, practicing is good for you.
It is.
All right, what do you guys want to do next?
I think we're going to play Second Option. Speaking of country, this is the rock and roll song on the record.
One, two.
Second option is another one you'll find on Begonias, the duet album that Thad Cockerell and Caitlin Carey have made together. And we are really happy that they and the band have joined us today on the show. Definitely got it all together. Well, thank you both
thank
of you for
you so
coming
much.
By.
Thank you very much, David.
It's been a lot of fun.
A real treat. Thad Cockerell and Caitlin Carey, our guests here on the World Cafe.